what's going on and what we hope is going to happen in the future. It's just me right now, and already we can see the first snap. I'm appropriately being punished for using a 4-year-old IBM laptop running Windows, and it didn't work, and so now I'm being rescued by a Mac. And so actually, under Citizen, I'm supposed to say blogger. My name is David Hughes. I am an open source activist, not in the coder sense, but in the sense that I believe it's important and good. I work as a negotiation consultant. So my interest in open source is figuring out how we can enable the human side of open source. How can we enable people to communicate more effectively, to work more efficiently together? Because my feeling is our competitive advantage as a community and as a process is that when the more people are able to work together with the least possible friction costs, the more the playing field tilts in our advantage. So I'm obsessed with figuring out how we reduce those friction costs. I'm also a policy geek and a policy wonka. I'm a fellow at the Center for the Study of Democracy at Queen's, but I live in Vancouver and I grew up here in Vancouver as well. Andrea Reimer really wanted to be here today, and right now I just got a message from her. She is caught in a Metro Vancouver board meeting and is trying to get out, but she can't get out of her own free will. So she is also a citizen, but more importantly, she's a counselor, and she's the sponsor of the Open City Motion that we'll be talking about. Tim Wilson, who I'm very much hoping is in the crowd right now. Tim, if you are, wave your hand. There we go. Thank you. So Tim Wilson has also been working with me. So we've been supporting the mayor's office and supporting Councillor Reimer in thinking about what this motion was going to look like and how we were going to advance it, and thinking about open source, open data, and open standards in the city. And Tim Wilson's a GIS guru. And I really wanted a photo of him, but there is no photo of you on the internet. Shockingly, at least not one that's easily found. And just to prove to you that Andrea is really thinking about this stuff, just before the meeting started, she emailed me and she said, I think it's looking increasingly unlikely that I'm gonna make it. There are 6 issues on the agenda, and one of them has to do with waste. And she's like, already the tie-in with open data is so important, because if we could create an app, over 50% of our waste in the city is organic, and we can imagine ways to allow people to share organic waste that's reusable, or to find ways to collectively recycle or compost them, if we had an app that linked people that did that, and if we had open data from the city that allowed people to find each other more easily. So her mind is very much on it. This message is literally hot off the press. She sent it to me just before the meeting started. So we have a couple of points that we want to make. The first is that the reason we're here at this conference is, yes, we have this stuff to share about the Open Motion in Vancouver, but that openness and participation is what created a better internet. And we think that it also allows us to create a better city. So this is our starting point. I'm not gonna talk about this, but this is our underlying assumption. If you don't believe this to be true, then you should come and argue with me later, but we're not gonna debate it, and this is kind of our starting point. And I think it's something that everybody in this crowd is gonna find attractive. These are the points that we wanna make. The first is talking a little bit about where this came from. I see we're already gonna play a guessing game here. what the Open City Motion actually means, what's going to happen next, and most importantly, what can you do? So where did this come from? There's been a bunch of cities across North America that have been doing a whole bunch of interesting work around thinking about what openness means in cities. I've actually been doing most of kind of my activity in this space in Toronto, where I usually spend about 1 week, 1 week a month. And so in Toronto, for example, you had bar camps that started up in around 2005, and that led to something called Transit Camp in February 2007, when the City of Toronto, or at least the TTC, put out an RFP for a new web page, and a bunch of web designers got together and said, we know the web page is gonna suck because the RFP sucks. And so we want something more from our city, so they self-organized and created a conference called Transit Camp, where the goal was to remake the RFP to design a website that they thought citizens actually wanted. And not only did that happen, a bunch of other citizens said, well, you know, we like the web part, but actually there's a whole bunch of other things that we want to change about the TTC too. So they all got together, and it was just a big kind of brainstorm exercise, all positive, no criticism, but what can the TTC do to make life better? And the TTC showed up to their credit and were blown away and excited by what was happening. And that for me was a big turning point in Toronto, when kind of the open meme really began to penetrate. So Mark Sermon and I and a few others organized Open Cities, which was to try to think about what open source meant for cities. And then, lo and behold, after some time, the Web 2.0 Summit happened, where all of the councilors, the mayor, and all the city staff got together to talk about what Web 2.0 meant for the city. And there were some really some great moments in there when the mayor stood up and said, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna open up the data. We're gonna open source all of the software that we create here in the city. And it was kind of a turning point for Toronto. And then that led to Change Camp as well in Toronto. And in Vancouver, we've had our own event. So Mark Sherman and I also, along with a couple of others, organized Open Everything up at Hollyhock last summer.